You will hear a student called Jane Stubbs talking to a group of other students about a geography field trip she went on as part of her course. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hello, I'm going to tell you about my geography field trip so you know what to expect when you go on yours. The field centre we went to is in Wales, in a rural area where a lot of the old buildings are protected and can't be modernised, called a conservation area. And the building really was lovely, but rather old. We arrived in time for lunch, then straight after that we were taken out by Bill, a staff member there, for a walk and a talk. Bill's an expert on the local area and knows all about the native woodlands there. He told us about the deer that they provide a good habitat for. It was fascinating. I knew people had sometimes seen eagles around there too, but we didn't see any. I spotted a number of interesting things on the walk and took a lot of photos. There were beautiful traditional stone walls and lots of hedges. There was also a lovely little wooden bridge over a stream and also a modern aluminium gate into a field, which was rather a contrast. I saw an iron one later and Bill said it was 100 years old. My picture of that gate is now one of my favourites. The next morning, we got up early, and after breakfast, we had to make a few decisions about what we were going to do during the week. We could choose what projects to work on while we were there, and the plan was that when we got back to university, we'd write up our notes and produce reports on what we'd done. Then we went outside, and it was incredibly wet and windy. I held onto my hat, but the wind got my map. I ran after it, but it ended up in some muddy water and was completely ruined. I was working with two classmates on water quality in the local area. I needed to collect some samples to analyse. There was plenty of water around, what with the lake, a small pond behind the field centre, and where I got mine from, the river. I was interested to know if there'd be any pollutants in it. The field centre has a small lab, and we did work there in the evenings. I was glad that at school I'd paid attention in some classes, because it turned out to be handy to know some chemistry. Luckily, it didn't require any knowledge of biology, because that's all a distant memory. On the last day, it was time for us to give presentations about what we'd done during the week. Nobody wanted to go first, of course, so somebody suggested that we should do it according to height, tallest first. I was glad it wasn't done by age because I was the oldest. All the presentations were good, and there were several about farming. It was interesting to learn the methods they use, combining the traditional and the modern. The best one to my mind was the one on the difficulties involved in dairy farming. Sheep farming is important round there too, and someone gave a talk on that as well. We decided to get the field centre staff a present before we left, but the village shop had little to offer apart from a few chocolate bars and some cake that looked a little past it. Then I saw they had some local honey, so that was our goodbye present. I'm sure you'll all have a great time when you go yourselves.
Now you will hear part two again.
Hello, I'm going to tell you about my geography field trip so you know what to expect when you go on yours. The field centre we went to is in Wales, in a rural area where a lot of the old buildings are protected and can't be modernised, called a conservation area. And the building really was lovely, but rather old. We arrived in time for lunch, then straight after that we were taken out by Bill, a staff member there, for a walk and a talk. Bill's an expert on the local area and knows all about the native woodlands there. He told us about the deer that they provide a good habitat for. It was fascinating. I knew people had sometimes seen eagles around there too, but we didn't see any. I spotted a number of interesting things on the walk and took a lot of photos. There were beautiful traditional stone walls and lots of hedges. There was also a lovely little wooden bridge over a stream, and also a modern aluminium gate into a field, which was rather a contrast. I saw an iron one later, and Bill said it was 100 years old. My picture of that gate is now one of my favourites. The next morning, we got up early, and after breakfast we had to make a few decisions about what we were going to do during the week. We could choose what projects to work on while we were there, and the plan was that when we got back to university, we'd write up our notes and produce reports on what we'd done. Then we went outside, and it was incredibly wet and windy. I held onto my hat, but the wind got my map. I ran after it, but it ended up in some muddy water and was completely ruined. I was working with two classmates on water quality in the local area. I needed to collect some samples to analyse. There was plenty of water around, what with the lake, a small pond behind the field centre, and where I got mine from, the river. I was interested to know if there'd be any pollutants in it. The field centre has a small lab, and we did work there in the evenings. I was glad that at school I'd paid attention in some classes, because it turned out to be handy to know some chemistry. Luckily, it didn't require any knowledge of biology, because that's all a distant memory. On the last day, it was time for us to give presentations about what we'd done during the week. Nobody wanted to go first, of course, so somebody suggested that we should do it according to height, tallest first. I was glad it wasn't done by age, because I was the oldest. All the presentations were good, and there were several about farming. It was interesting to learn the methods they use, combining the traditional and the modern. The best one to my mind was the one on the difficulties involved in dairy farming. Sheep farming is important round there too, and someone gave a talk on that as well. We decided to get the field centre staff a present before we left, but the village shop had little to offer apart from a few chocolate bars and some cake that looked a little past it. Then I saw they had some local honey, so that was our goodbye present. I'm sure you'll all have a great time when you go yourselves.
That is the end of part two.